Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew and our fantastic DM. Let's take it around the horn.
Rich playing Theo.
Howard playing Toluga.
Ryan playing everyone else.
Well, that was a fun one. I love Brandini.
Brandini's fun. They're just fun dwarves.
I know. Who doesn't love
it? It was good. Real weird in the beginning there.
Yeah. I didn't like that shift there.
I don't know what happened with Largos. I was just picturing like a creepy old Russian dwarf.
Well, he was very creepy.
And then
creepy.
I was like, what's the funniest creepy. Thing?
It's he
like,
just wants kisses.
He just wants his kisses.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to put all these really stupid named dwarves in this room. And then I purposely was like, I'm going to force myself to improv what their personality's like on the spot, which is why it got so weird immediately.
That's why one guy
just peeked at Buff Chuck.
Buff Chuck, I also had no intention of doing the corn thing. But then when I started yelling like that, I was like, what's the funniest thing to eat? Corn. So yeah, here we are. That's improv D&D, folks.
Does Buff Chuck own the cornfield?
No, he just works in it.
Okay.
So he's just stealing corn from the
loves corn.
Do what you love, I guess.
Yeah, I was excited about that drinking game. I had no idea how that was going to go. And in my head, I was like, if someone like rocks it, I'm going to give him a belt of dwarven kind. But I didn't think it'd be you. I thought it was going to be you, Glebnor. I thought you were going to, because you have such high constitution compared to everyone else.
I'm only a +2 on the save.
Really?
I have a +5.
I have +2. Interesting.
You set us up for failure.
Oh, wow. Oh, sorry, guys.
It was a stacked game.
I had no idea that I was going to get that nat 20. I was just like, screw it. I want to see if I fail or like pass or fail type thing. And then nat 20.
Yeah.
So. Tight. I just like that the god won. Thus, cementing
I've
the
won
legend.
Two games.
Yeah.
Dice games with Bouncicles and a drinking
game. We got to make sure Bouncicles wins the next one.
I'd like it too that it's now like there will now be like a tale of like a god who got drunk at a bar. Like that's like a very fun bar story, you know, for the hamheads. You turning into a little pig killed me. So fucking stupid. So fucking stupid. I had no idea.
You dangled a pig in front of me.
I could not. I was like, that is so dumb. I love that so much. A little gooey porky pig just strolling into a bar to tell a man his father died.
Yabbity yabbity yabbity. He's dead, folks.
Was that what you were going to shout out at first?
It was.
He's all right.
Yeah, I also was like, I probably should have had Gorfunkel, you know, like mourn a bit more, but I was like, it's fine.
He's a dwarf.
Yeah.
His dad was old.
In my head, presumably. Canon, Papa Hamhead was not a great guy. Blog. So yeah, that was how I did it. It's fine. Hamhead wanted to get everyone drunk and he was really happy his son didn't get murdered. So, yep. I'm sorry, Largos came for
like
his
the sword
kisses.
And the stone.
He's no kisses.
I wanted to shoot him so bad.
I whipped a piece of corn at the back of his head. So.
Like, it's like the idea of like a dwarf being like, I must kiss this pig. Give pig kiss. I don't know. Really fucking in my head. Really, I was like, that works. That's how a guy would be.
If it was a whole town of Krizik that were like jackasses, then I would have shot him and then been like, let's deal with the consequences. But
This is a fun loving freewheeling town.
That's what I mean. So I was like, I can't really do that.
Also. Dessert menu.
The entire kitchen situation had to be improv because I had no idea you guys would go back there.
I didn't either.
You put me into a place that serves food and you think I wasn't going to try and fucking franchise?
I know you guys are always trying to franchise. But yeah. Oh yeah. Jeff, totally improv. Love the idea of a halfling like line cook being like, this is what I'm waiting for. Like, you know how like there's certain people that are
like a Hallmark movie
or like, they're just so easy to get into a cult. You know, like, there's just those kind of people that they get a little bit of weird information. They're like, this is me now.
Like,
that's really funny.
Plus and he has a skill.
Yeah. He's a patisserie chef. Yeah.
He's going to be our fucking little Choco Taco boy.
Yeah.
I love that we had the same idea.
Dude. As soon as he was like, I make desserts. I was like, yes. Klondike is not a sponsor.
No, not yet. What would you do for a Glebnor bar? It's just it's like a melted. Yeah, terrible.
It's just a blob of it's green and runny.
Glad no one could pick me up.
That was so funny. So funny.
I like to envision you just like bouncing around like fucking Pong. Or like the DVD menu thing.
Just like a frictionless surface.
So you're
just constantly going.
You're just bouncing around the bar.
So many people tried to pick you up and eventually it was just you were gliding everywhere.
Yeah. I can't stop until I fully stop. and also, like enclosed.
Toluga, you've been crushing all of these like role play things with Malva, like really rocking. I'm like, yeah, damn, that's like a good dude helping someone during a crisis of faith. Yeah. Like, it's a legitimate, like, Toluga is such a fun character for that because he's like, he just meets people where they're at, I feel like, most of the time. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah, I was real into that conversation that he was just basically giving like great life advice. Yeah.
He's got big dad energy.
Yeah, he I am a dad.
He just dads everyone he meets. It's so funny.
I was about to take the little kid as a dad.
Yep.
You're about to have a brother.
Not that little shit.
He's going to learn how to read. He's going to help me with propulsion.
Wait, did he learn how to read? Wait,
how is he going to help you with propulsion?
Because once he learns how to read, he can read the book while I work.
But he's an idiot.
Well, that's what...
Yeah, just because he can read doesn't mean he has reading comprehension.
He's 40 years old. He's illiterate. He's fine.
He made it this far.
Wait, did he learn how to read?
No.
No. In one night? Reading's hard.
It's a lot of words out there.
This is a perfect way for Theo to get dwarvish, too, which I think is just funny now that you have that.
Now I'm the only one who can't speak to these.
Sidebar in dwarvish.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Interesting.
And Reggie could be in those sidebars.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Now, weirdly enough, of all the person that can actually turn into a little dwarf can't be dwarfish, which is so insane. It's so stupid. That was a real fun one. You guys were just killing me. I mean, I know we've been doing a lot of combat episodes the last ones. So I was like, let's just do some goofy role play and like an act. Yeah. It's like a, and also I wanted to give you guys like a real classic fantasy town, you know?
Yeah.
Because
the tavern,
you know, we
big
haven't
tree really, in the
we
middle.
We haven't done a fun tavern yet, you know, like we haven't done like a classic kind of, oh, yeah, traditional dwarves.
What's your hit points right now? Like your max?
44. It's not great.
Because of the belt of
you're up.
I'm 49.
How do you have guys? Like, I know why you have more. But
I had +2 to con.
I guess you are a fighter. I always forget you're a fighter. Yeah.
And then with that, it went, what's it called? It went up to +3.
Yeah, I got 38 and I'm more in front than I think.
I know.
You both are the upfront guys and I have more health than the both of you. And I just sit back and
you're the god.
Yeah. There has been fights where like, I can't even like get to Theo. Cause like you two just fucking slow me up so bad.
Yeah.
Well, I can
the sentinel and the grappling, and he can just hang back there with full hit points, just obliterating everything.
I have 160 foot range with executioner's hand. So
Jesus Christ, wild.
Fucking and then 600 with the longbow.
You have 600 feet with the longbow?
Yeah.
That's how he got the roper.
That's how he got that one Krizzit guy.
That's how marked by Bleebly.
Oh, yeah. The one Krizzit guy here with the arrow. I remember that.
As we faded into the end of dark.
Yeah, he was the one coming down with like the Krizzit flag or whatever. Mm-hmm. And
then, yeah,
I'm going to find him again.
Yeah, you might. Hell yeah. Also, the return of Dozer.
I know.
Who quite literally was only in the first episode.
I know, but I've been thinking of Dozer the whole time.
Yeah. Big hippo man, come on.
I know. Is that Guff?
Yeah, I hadn't had a chance to ask anybody if they saw hippo man.
Yeah.
I was like thinking where I could ask that, but...
Oh, that was going to be like the first thing I did in the morning.
Yeah, I was trying breakfast. To find like a good place to like ask someone or like I was going to ask Malva, but I assumed she's been like
out
in and out, like not probably there as much.
You see a giant hippoponymous man.
Yeah, or like he stands out. Yeah. That's why he didn't show up until the nighttime, because it's like he's not really probably, you know.
What is Dozer?
I would say like, because the way we're kind of making this world, like the normal stat block for a GIF is all like guns and explosions and grenades and stuff. But because like we're only going to really have one gun or two guns, basically. I was like, all right, I'm going to kind of just tweak his stuff so it's all more crossbow related.
Well, he works for fucking Yarno.
Yeah.
So he theoretically could have a whole bunch
of
grenades.
He's a scout like Yarno. I mean, they're really good at turning Dreadforge tech into fun little weapons and weird stuff. But yeah. So it'll be really interesting to get to catch up with Dozer, because Dozer does not know about what happened at Tidagol.
Right.
He's been here trying to find information about the Stormcallers, and then he's been kind of cut off from everything. So that'll be cool. I'm excited to get back. I in my like a big spelljammer home game, I had a GIF gunsmith who was like one of my favorite NPCs. So I love throwing
the man.
I love throwing a big hippo guy in. It's a great guy. It's a big hippo guy.
That's literally how you got me to like Dozer. You were just like, hey, this is the hippo man. I was like, I love him.
Yeah, how can you not like a big hippo guy? Yep. But yeah, that was a fun one. And we got a little taste of Theo's dark dream.
Well, we can't have him being in control by someone. So you got to branch off there, big man.
Yep. Lock it up.
Also, what if I overtake him?
You might have to be a little stronger for that. Well,
yes, but I mean,
but not like a lot, just a little bit.
Yeah, I was kind of waiting until we kind of got a little more stuff going on with your little shadow stuff, and then
I want to go looking for whoever put the Bleebly shrine up.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a lily pad. It was probably just a bullywug out and about.
Okay.
Or sure. Toad man, since...
Can we Martin Luther this and fucking hammer a pamphlet to the church, the prison church door?
Your 99 thesis or whatever?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, we're doing basically a religion war campaign, so... Yeah, it's an option. You guys got a nice little city to explore next episode. Kind of get around. You guys can kind of check out all the different little weird stuff this place has to offer.
Ooh.
And you can either... I mean, we're going to be kind of waking up in the middle of the night. You guys can choose to either go with Dozer or... meet up with him later and then go with Malva in the morning. Up to you guys.
I gotta win over these two chefs.
Yeah, so we have to hang tight.
That's true. You guys have a couple different options.
We can also split up.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. You're not under threat right now in this city, so.
That we know of.
I'll just give you a shopping list.
There you go.
Cool. Yeah. Shopping list. All right. So also next episode, I think what we're going to do is, because you guys have been doing a lot of really fun role play, I might be handing out some role play feats because I think you guys have all kind of been putting in that work. But I'll let the listening audience find out what those feats are in the episode. I think I'll keep it a little close to the chest for now. What do you got?
It's been 2 days since we left.
I believe so. Since you left the Underdark?
Yes.
I think you've rested 2 or 3 times. Yeah, something like that.
I think it's been 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Just wondering where certain people are.
Would you like a Gort update?
I would love a Gort update.
Okay. This is why I listen to the after show, folks. If you want to know what's going on with Gort's quest.
The hot Gort goss.
The hot Gort goss. Okay, let's do a little Gort update. So,
that one, he's dead.
Gort's not dying. He's coming back at level 20, Robin machine.
To kill you.
He's not. I'm his fucking mentor. He's my mentee.
Even though he's
a higher level world than me.
Okay, I will take you now to the barren plains of Magria.
He's cooking.
At the cusp of this giant, almost bowl that forms the southern border of Magria, this giant desert landscape. In the distance, you can see these huge mechanical vehicles, massive wheels, coasting across these like sand dunes and plains. There are demon lords at war. You can see hordes of demons battling armies. And then you can see a small bush moving across the battlefield. He's fully standing up, so his legs are completely exposed. There's shrapnel and like dune buggies going over the bush and crashing all around him. You can see there's like a man on fire that runs out, just getting pelted with arrows and falling to his death. And Gort's just walking very slowly and so mysteriously. They'll never anticipate the bush. That's our Gort update.
All according to plan.
All right, you maniacs. I think that'll probably be it for today, right? Got anything else you guys want to talk about?
Yeah. Let me just look at my calendar. Okay, no, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Big things. Possible stuff.
Yeah. Either a big announcement or a hilarious roasting session of ourselves coming up soon.
Yeah. Stay tuned. But anyways, please rate, review, subscribe. Our one listener in Brazil. Do you like it? That's new. We got someone down in, I don't know, I don't think it's Rio, but Brazil.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I hope you're enjoying.
Hope you like your big statue of Jesus.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Maybe we'll get a big Bleebly. Bleebly the Redeemer.
Hey, you know what? This campaign goes on long enough, probably.
Yep. We'll do helicopter tours around it. It'll be fun. So anyways, as always, folks, I thank you from the bottom of my gooey Gakarot heart. I had to check my note. And that's about it. We got a place to stay, so I guess we don't really need to work on the house right now.
Yeah.
So man, we'll just be chilling in this fucking sweet tavern.
Yeah. Sleep off that hangover because we're good to go.
Yeah. Anyways, keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.